Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory again as we fellowship around the word of God. We declare that the entrance of your word gives light and gives us understanding as well. We pray, Lord, that the preparations of our heart and the answer of the tongue today will be from the Lord. God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, the title of today is a review on the belief series, very short series that we did just a couple of days. And it had to do with, number one, knowing that with God all things are possible, and all things are also possible to him that believes. And number two, you know, knowing that all things work together for good for us. So today I want to engage people who are in the room. You know, what does believe mean to you? And I also want to take testimonies. Believing, it could be the way I wrote it. It could be an acronym, or it could just be, what does it mean to you really to believe the Lord? So we want to engage people on that. So think of this as a review session for the last 2 days. You can tell us what believing means to you. And if you have testimonies to share as well, you can do that. Perhaps you were not expecting to be engaged right at the beginning of this room. Everybody should come to this room with expectation. Anything can happen, you know. Don't assume that I'll always preach for some time before I engage people. I can't engage people at the beginning. So just always be ready. Praise the Lord. Just always be ready. While you're thinking about it, you know, just to help you along, form your thoughts together. The things that we have spoken about, you know, the last 2 days. First of all, we talked, or maybe 2 or 3 days, we talked about, you know, all things being possible, not only to God, but also to him that believes. And the way that Jesus put it back to the man in Mark chapter 9 that came to ask for help was, well, you know, it's not about whether Jesus or God can do something, but it's about whether you can believe. And the man promptly answered, though, that, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Now, that's a good response. Because the man within himself, he knew that he was trying to believe, but then he realized that he might still be having some doubt. Just because this situation had gone on for quite a while, you know, the evil spirit that troubled his child had done several things to him, throwing him up and down, foaming at the mouth, sometimes casting him into the fire, sometimes this and that. You know, and even as the disciples cast him out, they couldn't. So at this point, he's grasping at straws, if you will. Well, what if you can do anything, Lord, help me? And so, well, I believe and help out my unbelief. I want us to examine ourselves today to see whether we fully believe the Lord for anything and everything, or there are some areas of lingering unbelief, perhaps because of the situation at hand, maybe because there have been disappointments, and because we prayed about the thing before, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. So, you know, during this series, we challenged one another to believe God, you know, to pray with expectation and not hesitation. We challenge the people to believe God and use your faith to speak what God is speaking. and not what we are thinking, you know. So we talked about that, you know, that we believe, and if we have the faith of God, I mean, if we have faith, faith walking right in God, we can actually get anything from the Lord. He said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. See, that's the belief right there. Believe, and you shall have it. You know, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer also, Matthew 21:22, believing, you shall receive. Well, so that calls to mind that we may be asking things in prayer, but not necessarily believing. Because if we consider, you know, that text, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So if you think of that another way around that and say, well, if we are asking things in prayer but not believing, we may not receive. Now that tells us that it's not just the prayer that God answers, but the prayer of faith or the believing. If we're not believing, we may not be getting our prayers answered. So when our prayers are not being answered, we need to examine ourselves. Like the Bible says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. We also need to examine ourselves if our prayer is not being answered, to see, am I truly believing the Lord for this thing? You know, am I truly believing the Lord for this thing? Are you speaking things out of your mouth based on what you believe in your heart? You know, the scripture says, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Psalm 116:10. Well, when we speak, it's this I have spoken here doesn't necessarily mean we speak to somebody else. It could also be you speak to the Lord. When we speak to the Lord in prayer, are you speaking out of a heart posture of believing? Or are we just saying things, you know, out of our mouths? Now, God is greater than our hearts. So God can see whether we are believing or not believing. 2 Corinthians 4:13 also uses this phrase. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Say, as it is written, quoting this Psalm 116:10. And he said, well, we also believe, therefore we also speak. Let me talk to you for just a few moments about speaking to the Lord in prayer. Speaking to the Lord in prayer. You know, it's amazing how people who have real faith have done it in the scriptures. You know, they've done it. Some of them have done it so powerfully. You know, speak to the Lord concerning many things. In the book of Joshua chapter 10, we read this in verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. He spake to the Lord, we are told. Remember, you know, Jesus said, you know, must speak. You know, when we speak, we must believe. And this man, he spoke to the Lord. But what exactly did he do? Before we read what he actually did, let's read a covenant promise, you know, that God gave in the scriptures. Let's read it in Isaiah 45:11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. In the original manuscripts and King James authorized version, that's how it's stated. There's no question mark. Some later versions, because they don't believe that God can say this, they've added a question mark to make it seem as if God is asking a question here. No, making a statement, you know. And this is exactly what Joshua did in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12. In Joshua 10 and 12, going back to that, read how he spoke to the Lord. He said, Joshua spake to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites for the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, in other words, it wasn't in a corner. He didn't do it in hiding. He said it in plain view. Everybody that was around within hearing distance could hear him. Son, S-U-N, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. Now notice that we are told that Joshua spake to the Lord. But what exactly did Joshua say? You know, Joshua actually spake to the works of God's hands. You know, the sun, the moon, they are the works of God's hands. Joshua spake to those words. I mean, speak to those works of God's hands. And in his speaking to those things, it was almost like he spake to the Lord. Because that's what we're told. He spake to the Lord. But it was really the sun and the moon that he spake to. Because, and why is that so? Why did the scripture say he spoke to the Lord when he actually really spoke to the sun and the moon? Well, because the secret lies in Isaiah 45:11 that says, you know, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. So when we are speaking to the works of God's hands, like the sun and the moon and situations, mountains and hills and different things in front of us, it's almost like we are commanding the Lord. And God has given us the authority to do so. But this man, he speak because he believed. And that's the point I'm trying to make. He believed that this thing was possible, even though he had never heard that anybody had done it. But somehow in his heart, he believed that it was possible, because all things are possible to him that believes. Now, we've seen many trailblazers in the Bible, such as this man, who did something that nobody ever did. We never heard that it could be done, but they did it anyway because they believed God. And so, you know, that's the thing about believing. What does believing mean to me? I'm answering the question first, and then you can answer. Believing to me means that, well, in my heart, I know that all things are possible if I can only believe it. It also means that I know that if I can align myself with the word of God, with what God has already said, and I can speak it back to him in his ears, I know he said, what you speak in my ears, that will I do. So, Joshua never heard that anybody stopped the sun or the moon, whatever, in their tracks, but he spake it out anyway. And he was confident about it too. He didn't go pray about it in a corner. If you go pray about something in a corner, and if it's not done, nobody knows what you did or didn't do. So you can get away with it even if it doesn't work. But when you speak it openly, when you speak it openly, it's like the story. There was a story, you know, it says the power of the Lord was present to heal in Luke chapter 5. And they brought in a, you know, a man taken out the palsy on a stretcher and had to go through the roof. They let him down before Jesus. And when Jesus saw the faith of the people that took these daring steps, he said to the man on the stretcher, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." You know, he didn't even talk about his illness at first. Just say, "Your sins be forgiven thee." And all the people around, especially the Pharisees and so forth, began to grumble in their hearts. "Who is this man? Blaspheming like this and forgiving sin. Isn't it the only God that can forgive sin?" And when Jesus knew their hearts, what they were grumbling and thinking, you know, he said, "Well," grumbling about and thinking, he said, "Well, which one is easier? What do you think is easier? For me to say thy sins be forgiven, or for me to say, take up thy bed and walk?" Now, if I say your sins be forgiven, nothing happens, really. We don't know that anything happened. Nobody's going to see anything visibly from that. So whether his sins will be forgiven or not, he can't tell, because nobody's going to see the result of that statement of thy sins be forgiven thee. And I'm going to see it right away. Yeah, it's kind of a spiritual thing. But if I say, take up your bed and walk, everybody will be looking to see whether this man can take up his bed and walk that has been on the stretcher for so long. So Jesus said, "Well, in order for you to know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin, I'm now going to do the one that's even more difficult." It's more difficult to say, get up and walk. Because if he doesn't get up and walk and everybody's listening, then they say, this man has lost his power. So Jesus now says to the man of the palsy, take up that bed and walk. Glory to God. Now, in this case, Jesus did not do it in a corner either. Did it openly. And when he said it openly, everybody could see it. And immediately, the man's bones received strength. He was able to get up out of that bed. Glory to God. Now, to what degree do you believe God? Now, that's the question. How much of his word is dwelling in us, creating faith in us? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, how much of that, you know, do we really have in us? All things are possible to him that believes. It's a statement. It's a supreme statement of possibilities, if you want to call it that. All things are possible to him that believes. Jesus didn't put any limit on what God could do. He places the limit only on our own believing. That's what he told the man. Well, it's not about whether I can do something. He said, well, it's about whether you can believe. So, that right away ties the possibility of things to the level of our believing. If you can believe for it, not to our background, resources, circumstances, or whatever. Jesus didn't tie it to any of those things. He tied it to your believing. If you can only believe, that's it. That's all you got to do. Now, so right here, we see an element of faith that goes beyond just, you know, some abstract thing. Faith is not abstract. Because even Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith has a substance to it. Faith is the substance, you know, so it's got a substance to it. It's real. It's not just some abstract thing in our head. It's real. God doesn't deal in abstracts, you know. He deals in realities and tangibles, you know, and faith is real. When you put action to it, that's believing. You know, so the father of the man who, of the young boy who was tormented by the devil, asked for help. Now, in this case, God is not asking you for perfect faith, if there's any such thing. I know a little bit about that, but God is asking for real faith. Let it be real. So the question is not, can God? But the question is, can you believe? So that's the question. So next time we're wondering whether God can do it all, or will he do it, or is he going to do it? Well, you know, put those questions out of your mind. Focus on, can I believe God for this? If I can believe, well, then your faith makes the impossible possible. What we thought was impossible. And I challenged the people. I said, look, the things perhaps that you've been praying about that, you know, were not getting answered, or perhaps the things that you even stopped praying about because you stopped believing. Bring those back to the forefront and believe God again. So we talked about that. Now, Jesus also taught lessons about faith in other ways. He said it's not the size of your faith that matters. Because, you know, he would say things like mustard seed. You know, if you have faith, you know, because people always, you know, the disciples would ask him, you know, Lord, increase our faith. We know that you're always impressed with great faith. And sometimes our faith is little. Even as you have said, O ye of little faith, Jesus told them at times. And so, Lord, why can't you just increase our faith? Jesus said, no, it's not about me increasing your faith. It's about you learning to use the faith that you already have. Yeah, that's how you grow your faith. You know, you have the faith already. Use it. You know, instead of waiting to see whether you get greater faith. Well, how are you going to get greater faith when you don't use, even if you call it little faith, the one you already have? If you have little faith, even as small as a grain of a mustard seed, Jesus said, you can do great things with it. You know, so use the faith that you have. Now, believing to me also means, you know, that I can praise him for the victory before I see it. Faith will celebrate. It's one of the things I told us in those lessons. Faith, real faith, honestly, perfect faith, but real faith. Celebrate the answer while it is still on the way. You celebrate. Your faith will position you to receive what God has already promised. That's faith. That's faith in action. And you can give your testimony, even as it is written concerning Abraham, who we call the father of faith. Well, we're told that he believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. To the fact that he gave a testimony for 25 years. What God promised him. He changed his name to reflect what God promised him. He said, God said, I'll be a father of nations. So he said, well, this will be my new name. Call me that from this time on. For 25 years, he called himself father of nations. I said, God told me so. Can you just imagine what that means? Well, yeah, you know, that's faith in action. And praise God in action for the victory, and you expect God to move in fulfillment of that faith. You stand firm until the manifestation comes. I mean, this is what believing means to me. And it also means that, look, I don't give up. I don't give in. You know, it said, cast not therefore away your confidence. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Don't cast away. Just have that confidence. You stay right there, the thing, though. You know God is able to do it. And you don't know reason why he's not answering right away, but you keep on pressing. That's the story that Jesus told in Luke 18 and also Luke 11. The friend that was knocking, you know, at a friend's door, say, hey, can I borrow some loaves of bread? I have a visitor from out of town. The stores are closed. And the one would, from within would not answer him right away or even say, go away because my kids are in bed. Well, Jesus said, the man from within would eventually get up and give this man what he needs, not because it's his friend, but because of his importunity. In other words, if the man was resilient, would not give up, would not stop knocking at the door. So just give him what you are asking to get rid of him. And same thing with the unjust judge. Luke 18. You know, he didn't really care about the woman's case, but because she would never quit, keep bugging him, eventually he had to do it just to get rid of her. And Jesus said, hear what the unjust judge did. What about God? But seeing those lessons, what Jesus was, you know, encouraging or challenging or teaching the people was that you stay with it. Don't stop believing. Keep on asking. You know, little children, they have that kind of faith. Once you told them something, they're going to be right there on it with you. But you said, but you said we're going to the mall. He said, no. But you said they'll come back. They'll come back again. You know, they'll keep asking you until you do that thing. You know, childlike faith just takes it like you said it. And they're going to hang in there with it. You know, now that's your faith must be a decision like that. Must be a decision. You must, that's, to me, that's what believing is. It's a decision. I've made a decision to believe God. Paul was giving a testimony. He says, sirs, I believe God. And the angel of the Lord stood by me tonight and said, nobody will perish in this storm. However, you must all stay in the boat. If you jump ship, you cannot be saved. You can read that story in Acts chapter 27, you know, and verse 25. As it was told me, so I believe. And then he believed and he said it too, you know. He said, look, no life will be lost because that's what the Lord told me and I believe him. But you got to stay in the boat. Jump ship, you can't make it. Now, so, and I challenge the people, believe again for what you stopped praying for already. You know, got to believe again. Reactivate your faith. Believe again for what looks impossible. It only looks impossible to us. Never impossible to God. Believe again for what only God can do. Well, you tried everything, didn't work, or hasn't worked. See, so that's the thing to me too. Believing to me is that it hasn't happened yet. Never say no, or never say never. You know, if it hasn't happened, I always put the word yet in it. Hasn't happened yet, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You know, I just haven't received it yet. But I'm going to keep believing. And it doesn't matter to me whether people say, nah, you can't do that. I can't be done. Say, says who? That's what believing to me is. I say, says who? I believe God. You know, and I've used that stance and posture throughout my life. Yeah, you know, whether it has been done before or not, doesn't really matter. I know that there's always a first time. And it may not even be a first time. It may just be because you haven't heard about it. Because we don't know about everything that's happening in every corner of the world. So just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean it hasn't been done before. And even if it has not been done before, so what? just believe God. God is not going to do something only because it's been done before. You know, the things that God did had never been done before. You know, when God was saying, let there be this and let there be that, that had never been done before. Called it out anyway. You know, so it's our thinking that limits us to, well, you know, this hasn't been done before, or we try to base things on historical evidence only. That's human thinking. If you believe God, a lot of people that believe God in the Bible for things that have never been done before. This Joshua story was one of them. They believe God. Moses, there are a lot of things that have never been done before that God asked him to do. And he did those things, including the singular, most spectacular miracle physically in that Old Testament of parting the Red Sea. Never been done before. But that didn't stop the man from believing, you know. So just because it hasn't been done before, what does believing mean to you? Believing means to me that all things are possible. That's it. And believe it. All things are possible. You know, even when there are situations that in the face of just, I mean, looking at it at face value, it's just impossible. You know, use your faith to get things done by believing. That's right. You know, you just challenge yourself to always believe God. Because that's what he said. If you can only believe, glory to God. Now, the unbelief is what will close the door. But when there is faith with action, which is believing, we find out that this is really operating a kingdom law. So Jesus said, Mark 9:23, it's a kingdom law. Where there is believing, there's always possibility. Where there is faith in God's word, the miraculous will happen. There will be a breakthrough. Doesn't matter how long. And doesn't matter whether it's been done before. You know, doesn't matter what the law of the land is, even. Believe God. God will do it for you. Now, I challenge people to believe God. Believe him for it. Whatever you need God to do, believe for it. What mountain stands before you, you speak to it. What promises God has given you, you act on them. You have some dreams that have died. These are all the things I spoke about in the previous lessons. Had some dreams that died. Believe again. Believe that all things are possible. And these are the things that believing means to me. And furthermore, I went on to talk about all things working together for your good. Well, I believe that all things work together for my good. You know, because that's what the scripture says. Even if I don't understand it, it doesn't make sense. I can't make any sense out of it, but I believe it anyway, because that's what God said, you know, and God loves it when people can believe God. Jesus was impressed when he saw some real faith. It was real faith that he was impressed with. He called it great faith, but it was real faith. These people just believed God. The centurion just believed. Said, look, I understand how it works. I speak stuff and people do it. In my realm, but I don't have power over sickness like you do. I know you do. You speak it too. Just speak it. And I know it will be done. I mean, this one, he just believed it. Just like that. His reasoning was actually logical, to be honest. You know, because he said, look, he wasn't trying to reason whether his servant was dying or not and whether that could be done from a distance. No, he reasoned because of what he knew. He said, look, I've seen this happen in my realm. So he used his reasoning like that. And that you can do the same thing. Just speak the word. Don't even need to come. Just say it. And Jesus said, woo-hoo. You know, I've not even seen faith like this in all Israel. Well, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that the Lord is looking. Will you dare to believe God? If you can believe God, God will pull out anything for you. So we talked about knowing for a certainty, not speculating, not thinking. He said, we know that all things, not we think or we guess or we speculate, we know. And again, we talked about all things. This is what faith means to me, or believing means to me. So I put it all together. Praise God. You know, I look at everything, every angle, always, you know, a possibility. If you can believe God, God will always make a way to bring the supernatural happen for you. Supernatural to us, not to God. The reason it's supernatural to us is because we are all limited, or we try to limit ourselves by natural elements. God is beyond that. You know, so God cannot be held down by things which he himself created. So it's above all that. Created everything. So if we love the Lord in our hearts, we know that God had called us even before the world began unto his eternal glory. So that the things scripture says, then we qualify for this Romans 8 and 28. Qualify to know that all things will work together for you. You know, remember that God can use things that are meant to harm you. Turn them around for your good. This is what believing means to me. Now, I'm filling in the gap for you to be thinking what it means to you. Because I wanted people to just speak right away at the beginning of this room. Since you are not ready, I'm telling you what believing means to me. Then you can tell what believing means to you. And I'm done here in a few minutes. Believing to me also means Genesis 50 and 20. You know, that what people meant for evil, God actually turns it around for my good. That's it. I believe that. You know, and I've actually seen it. You know, I believe also that whatever affliction I'm going through right now, according to 2 Corinthians 4 and 17, God is using it and able to use it to bring forth. It's actually working for me to bring forth, you know, some glory. Hallelujah. So the test, the trial, the affliction, I believe is not working against me, but it's working for me. This is what believing means for me. You know, rather than magnifying the trial or the testing, I choose to magnify the glory that that thing will be producing or is producing. Praise the Lord. You know, this is believing for me. I believe that nothing that I go through, even the painful stuff, it's not wasted. It is invested. Invested in working out some glory that I may not understand at the moment. You know, and then I looked at, well, what if things are not happening rapidly enough? And believing for me also means understanding that it's one step at a time. The steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. One step. As thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. It's not necessarily a quantum leap, it's a step. So I'm going to take the first step. And God says, and you take that step. After you take that first step, he'll tell you the next step. You know, but if you don't take that first step, believing for me means take the step of faith. Step out of the boat, or keep your eyes on the promise. That's right. And when you step out, you're actually stepping out on the word, the mandate, the anointing that says come or go. You know, that's it. If Jesus said come, you come. If he said go, you go. So if Jesus said go, in my name and teach all nations because all power and authority is given to me. Well, I step out on that. Praise the Lord. You know, so that's believing to me. Believing to me also means I don't need to rush what God is refining. You know, God is still working. Well, so be it. I've learned to trust in Him. I've learned to depend upon His word as believing to me. Believing to me means that even delays, God can use those things to prevent me from harm. I've seen it time and time again. You know, believing to me means I must understand that God's timing is always right. That's believing. What does believing mean to you? You know, believing to me again means that I understand that, you know, the best things that God can do for me, even being when I think I'm at my weakest moments, God does His best work in my least capable moments. That's one of the punchlines I gave yesterday or so. So that's believing to me. I believe that my weakness in the flesh invites God's grace in the spirit for me. I believe that my strength and the strength of the Lord is perfected in me, not just merely giving. Jesus said that too. You know, your weakness is my strength perfected. You know, so that means I'm going from strength to strength, from grace to grace, from glory to glory. That's what believing means to me. Believing means to me also that I can declare it, you know, and look for it, and I know that God's going to do it. Believing to me also means that God will finish what He started, because I understand now, you know, that God didn't even start that thing until first He has finished it. So believing to me means that God is not a halfway God. You know, He started it, He will finish it. As a matter of fact, He already finished it before He even started it. You know, I shared many scriptures about that yesterday. And that's believing to me. You know, so, and then, last but not the least, through the series, I gave an acronym, you know, on believe. B-E-L-I-E-V-E. Well, what might that mean to you? I'm not going to restate it. I stated powerfully yesterday. I will just let you say it. What does it mean to you? Your trials, one of the other things I said is, trials, they're not a tomb, a tunnel. And there's always light at the end of the tunnel, like people say. There's always light. You know, I've learned through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. You know, I've been through many ups and downs, but in it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in His word. I've learned if I didn't have a problem, then how could God solve them? So, that's believing to me. What is believing to you? You know, I love this song that says, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes even sideways. Sometimes we are battered and bruised. Sometimes we are celebrating on the mountaintop. Yeah, all of it together will work out for our good. Especially the things that are not good. You know, taking individually, this is believing for me, taking individually, the thing itself might not good, might not be good, but I understand that God did not say everything. Everything would mean that every single one, even standalone, is good and work for good. God didn't say it that way. He said all things together. So the one standalone by itself may not be good, but when you put it all together, it all work out for good. Because God knows what he's doing. That's believing to me. That's what believing means. Believing also means to me that, look, I can do all things. Philippians 4 and 13. Through Christ that strengthens me. Now, notice the way that Paul said that. You know, that's some real believing. He said, well, I've learned how to be full and how to be empty, how to be up and how to be down. You know, I've learned how to be, you know, enjoy goodness and how to be abased. I mean, just said all kinds of things and said, look, I know my God is always with me. I can do all things because he strengthens me. And that's the way he said it. Now, he didn't say God can do all things. You already know that one. Now he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Well, that's unbelieving. You know, well, I believe in the same way too. I believe that I can do all things. I can accomplish anything I put my mind to do because Christ strengthens me. Glory to God. You know, I believe for possibilities, infinite possibilities. I believe that if I can use my faith, you know, I can find myself always on the verge of anything can be possible. Anything. I may not see it right away. Sometimes I do see them right away, but even if I don't, so what? You know, faith doesn't quit. Real faith doesn't quit. Real faith keeps on believing. Real faith hangs in there. Real faith cannot be, will not be discouraged and will not, you know, yield. Ye that make mention of the Lord, Isaiah 62 verses 6 and 7, give him no rest. Keep not silent until he does the thing. You know, just stay right there with it. That's right. You know, to me, that's what real faith and believing means. What does it mean to you? You know, I believe also that, you know, I can, my words are powerful. You know, I just believe it because, you know, the Lord said so. He said, your words, said, by your words, you shall be justified. Your words are powerful. Say, you can speak. There's something inside your words and your voice that can move that mountain. Jesus said it. My words can be powerful. Speak to that situation. You know, I've learned that my words can be powerful. I've also learned that God will confirm, because Jesus said it. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth, well, heaven sanctions it. If you lose something too, heaven sanctions. That means your word is powerful. Powerful stuff. You know, I believe that too. I believe by my words, I can bind princes and kings. You know, so this honor has all the saints. Let the high praises of God, Psalm 149, be in their mouth. And a sharp two-edged sword in their hand. Execute the judgment written. Bind them with fetters of iron. Well, this honor have all the saints. I believe I have the power, even through my words, to do that. I have learned and I come to believe also in Psalm 103 verse 20. The sort of stuff that I believe, you know, that look, there are certain angels that are very strong actually. They excel in strength. That's what the Bible calls them. There are categories among angels, but the strongest of them all that trained work on my behalf. I believe that they are waiting to hear God's word out of my mouth. And they respond. Because he said they're hearkening, they do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. You know? So if I can put voice to God's word and release it out of my mouth, then I believe that angels will spring into action. And God has shown us in the scriptures just one angel. One angel, 185,000 that he demolished in one night. You know, because God stood up to fight for Hezekiah. Because Hezekiah made it about God's fight. You know, he said, now, Lord, save us from his hand so that all the nations may know that you are God. Now, when you make it about God, yeah, I believe that God will send his angels to fight on your behalf. And I believe this. This is what believe means for me. Believing for me means that I've got the power. That's right. The word of God to use my advantage. Now, I also understand that I must do it according to the will of God. So I take time to find out what God is saying. Once I understand it, then I begin to say the same thing. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So that's what believing means to me. And my, part of my believing cause me and does cause me at times to celebrate success even while it is still on the way. Celebrate it. Therefore, making that statement a reality that they overcame the devil, Revelation 12:11, you know, among other things, with the word of their testimony. So I believe that I can use my testimony as a weapon while I'm still going through, testify. That's what believing means to me. Praise the Lord. What does believing mean to you? You can testify. We're now 1 hour into the lesson. Those of you who are just getting up, you should be up now. And if you are still wondering about it, well, you should have gathered your thoughts by now. So I want us to spend some time in this room. I want to hear from you what believing means to you. I told you what believing means to me. What does believing mean to you? Let's hear it from your perspective. You look at the last few days, what we've talked about, kind of giving you a summary now, but also from my perspective, what believing means to me. What does it mean to you? Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for everyone that's here today. We hear the word of God on a daily basis. Let this word not speak against us, but let it speak for us. And let us be able to understand and comprehend what the Spirit is saying and be able to apply these things in our lives. And we give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory, because we now understand that there shall nothing be impossible to him that believes. Just like with God, all things are possible. If I can only believe as well, then nothing shall be impossible unto me. To God be the glory. I also now understand, and I pray that everybody in the room understands it too, that all things taken together work together for my good. Because I love the Lord and I know his purpose, the calling of his purpose is in my life. God be the glory. I know and I understand that I qualify among those who are the called and who love the Lord. So I know that all things must work together for my good. I thank you, Lord. I give you all praise and all glory. In Jesus' name, amen. and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good afternoon. Anyone that wants to speak, please, you can go ahead. I don't want to take all the time, so I want to give somebody a chance to go first before I go. Anyone that's interested in talking about this, this is a powerful lesson. Amen. Who wants to speak?
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Pastor, Lady Evelyn, everybody in the room. I'll be really quick because I'm at work. I've been in and out of the room every day just listening to the message. I'm going to go back to the replays. But just to answer that question, I love this question because I am always challenging myself to believe the word. And recently, the Lord has been having me pray differently. What he's been revealing to me is when I pray and when I speak is to command, because it already belongs to us. And that now the power of our voice, when we speak the word, that's when we can activate the word. But when we speak it, we have to speak it in faith. And to believe for me is to be relentless and not letting up when it comes to speaking God's promises in my life. And the more I begin to speak his promises daily and decree them daily with authority and faith, I begin to see them manifest in my life. And I'm so grateful that we have promises that we can hold on to. And I hold on to the confession that the Lord has done these things already, and that by the power of my authority that he's given inside of me, that they shall come to pass. And so I really am, I'm just in awe of this teaching and what the Lord has already told us. So I'm just, I'm grateful for this message, but that's what believing is to me, to be relentless, to not give up, and to be bold in what I declare, because it is already done. The Lord has already said it. And so I'll yield there. Thank you for letting me speak.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Alexis. God bless you for that. She said, believing to her means being relentless and bold. Huh. We talked about some people that declare things in the open, like Joshua. He declared openly that the moon and the sun should stand still. He didn't do it in a corner. He was bold. And God honored it. God loved that kind of thing. You know, so yes, to her, believing means being relentless, being bold in speaking what God has already said. And, you know, she's transforming her faith into greater heights through that understanding. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Alexis. Beautiful, beautiful share. Powerful too. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, that's believing to her. What's believing to you? Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Alexis. And thank you, Pastor, again. Thank you for this lesson. I want to thank God for believing. You know, when we pray, you know, when we ask for something, or when we're believing for something, or, you know, there are so many obstacles that could attack our belief system. And so from this lesson, I see that I have to work on my belief system. I have to work on that. I have to, just like Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And there are so many obstacles out there. There's so many voice of reasoning, you know, like medical reasoning, and that's established. Oh, this happened, then this must happen, or at this age, this is what happens, and so on and so forth. Even though the word of the Lord, you know, it says something different. So we have to latch on to what the word says, not what medical system or what medical assumption says. You know, like, oh, at this age, you you can't do this at this age, this happened at this, you know, so we, I know these studies are there, you know, but with God, all things are possible. You know, the word of the Lord says, what is impossible with man is possible with God. So I begin to work on my own belief system and say, what is impossible with man? If you say, okay, medically, this is impossible. You cannot do this. If you are at this age, you can do that at this age. But then what that is impossible with man, but then it is possible with God. So I begin to align my belief system with the word of God. So that's what I'm learning and what I've determined from this lesson, to be able to cast away, not to cast away my confidence, but to hold on to the word of God. You know, because this, my confidence, have great recompense of reward, as in Hebrews 10:35, you said, to have confidence in that word. You know, like Joshua spoke and it happened, and to declare it openly before man and God, declare it and let it happen, and it will happen. Don't no secret declaration and then we watch it whether it will happen or not happen. But we believe as we have spoken, so as we have believed, so shall we speak. So as we have spoken, and it will happen because we believe in the word of God. So I just know that the Lord will help each and every one of us in our belief system, that all things are possible to him that believeth. All things. Mark 9:23 said that all things are possible. So even what they think is not possible, with you, it will be possible. I had a testimony of in the church on the other Sunday, when we were giving testimony, of even at this time, of a brother, of somebody that believed, you know, that dared to believe God for ability, for a work permit, even when she does not, when they don't have one. And they receive it. Even in this, at this time, when people, when they are, you know, not denying a lot of things, denying visas, denied permits, denied, this person got their permit to work because they believed. You know, faith is a substance of things so far, evidence of things not yet seen. When you begin to see it, you see it in your hand, you, Lord, we honor that faith. So I believe in system, touching and saying, God help our, and God can help our unbelief. If we have unbelief for any reason, on concerning any matter, we say, Lord, help my unbelief, that I may believe you for this thing. But if we go on the system of this world and we hang on to their system, well, then we may, you know, not be able to receive what we're supposed to receive, because the system of this world, to the best, they will fail. But when we trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength in whatever we are believing for God for. So that's my, I thank God, and I thank God for Sister Alexis that talks about commanding, you know, concerning the work of the Lord of his hands. Say, command ye me. Put a command to it and ask this thing to happen in Jesus' name. So I will mute here. I thank you for this lesson and for this belief system. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lady Ebon, for your shares. Yes, you know, believing God, you know, without wondering whether it's possible at man's realm or not. Science may say it's not possible, but there's no such thing with God. In fact, I encourage us to be telling God things. Tell him great things, because he will respond in kind. During the lesson, I remember sharing with you how Jeremiah, you know, if you read Jeremiah 32, verse 17, and then right after that, read verse 27, you will see a sequence of things that teach us. Jeremiah first told the Lord, say, ah, Lord God, thou hast made heaven and earth by thy power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. He told God that, you know. And then God came back and told him the same exact thing. He responded. He said, well, you know, I am indeed, just like you said, God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? See, so when you tell God how great he is and that, you know, he is the head, that's exactly what Hezekiah did. Hezekiah said, well, of a truth, you know, Sennacherib and Rabshakeh, they have cast all those nations. I mean, they've destroyed those nations and cast their gods into the fire. But they were no gods. He said, but thou art the God, the very God that sitteth between the cherubims. And then when you begin to tell God that, he said, well, show these people, let them know that you are that God. And God responded in kind. So when we pray, be bold. Tell the Lord great things that he can do because you know it. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. He said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us and he will deliver us. And that's right. You know, so when you tell God like that, well, you know, or you speak about God like that, well, he's going to show up and show you that. You said I can do it and I will do it and I will do it. Praise the Lord. But if you say, well, I don't know. I don't know if the Lord's going to heal me or if the Lord's not going to heal you. Well, then maybe you won't get healed. But if you say, I know, see, I know that you've done it. I mean, you delivered the lion. I mean, in the case of I went up against the lion, people say, you did what? Say, yeah, I sure did. You know, I went up against the bear. You did what? Say, I sure did. And this Philistine will be as one of them. And there'll be no difference at all. Then the Lord will make it happen like that. Because you have made your boast in the Lord. Psalm 34. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And you say it, declare it boldly. You believe. You know. Believe. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13 say, because you believe, you speak like you believe. That's right. Speak confidently. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Speak confidently. What you believe. Don't speak with double mind. A double-minded man will receive nothing of the Lord, James tells us. You know, but you speak confidently. My God, you know, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. That's right. So thank you, Lady Evan, for sharing. Those are powerful thoughts. Yes, and we still have time. What does believing mean to you? Testify. You heard what others have said. What does it mean to you? Let's hear your version of what believing means to you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this message, what we have just shared, and what our brethren have shared this morning is so wonderful. There's a situation where you come to, when you are really facing your Goliath, and with all this confession, we need the grace of God. We need the grace of God, sir, because I've seen, in fact, I have a beloved sister, my prayer partner. Do you know, when I saw her condition, we've been confessing positive, praising God. In fact, herself, not even me, herself, she's always, you know, the month before she passed on, I couldn't visit her, I must confess. I couldn't, because in my mind, I want to say, sister, please, begin to prepare for heaven. Just begin to prepare, make up your, prepare, because of what we are seeing. But she will still, because of that, I couldn't do, because I don't want to make the mistake and just say, let me speak the truth. You know, some of us will say, let me tell you my mind. I couldn't go to her. So there are situations where you face. But one thing I know, like our brother has said, that is the truth. Even in the face of death, continue to confess it. Because even when this star person, even the children, the first son refused. They had to leave her for overnight. Had to leave her throughout the whole day for him, because he said the mother must rise up. That is faith. When you believe, we hold on all these words that we have said, we have heard all these things. Yes, but we have to believe unto death, in the face of death. Because when it comes to that point, we need the grace of God. We need to ask God, help me. That's why we have to be in the place of prayer. We have to continue to study the word of God as we are hearing it, we are confessing it. And some of us are type of prayer, we are telling God, Lord, come and do this. What God asks us to do, God say, you know, when God told Moses, say, why are you crying? Speak to the Red Sea. Why are you crying? You don't cry. Some of us, instead of praying, we say, Lord, come and do it. No, we have to do it. We have to speak like we have been hearing. But my prayer this morning is that we need grace. We need the strength. When you are wearing the shoe, when it's really pinching, when you are facing your Goliath, when you are the three Hebrew children, we like in the face of Daniel going to the fire, we need the grace of God. We need the grace. That's why you have to abide. You have to dwell in the secret place. You have to hold on unto God. May God help us in Jesus' name. All our prayers, all that our pastor has been telling us, that is the truth. That is the absolute truth. What has everyone, everybody has contributed, that is the truth. Even in the face of death. Because when we come to the face of death, when we come to that situation, not even death itself, when the truth is really pinching you, we need prayers, we need grace, we need the grace of God. And may God give us that grace. May God help us to remain. May God help us to hold on in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. I yield my mic.
Amen, amen, amen. Spoken with words of wisdom and experience. Yes. And we thank God that God will give us, He will help us building up our most holy faith, you know, through practice and experience. If you practice in the little things, then when the big things come, we are assured. You know, God gave me victory over the lion, gave me victory over the bear. I'll have victory over the school. And God will give us the grace. She's talking about grace, and that's so true. Grace. You know, when Stephen, in Acts chapter 7, he was about to be stoned to death, the Bible said that he lifted up his eyes to heaven and he saw Jesus encouraging him. He even received another dose, another portion of the Holy Ghost. He was filled with the Holy Spirit again in that moment. His greatest challenge was he was facing death. They were about to kill him. He knew for sure they're going to stone him to death. And in that moment, Jesus stood up, encouraging him. You know, he said, I see Son of Man standing. At that time, Jesus was already sitting because he finished. Hebrews chapter 10 said, this man did the sacrifice once and for all, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, in this case, Jesus stood up, encouraging this man. Yeah. So some of you will give your life for me. Jesus doesn't always save us from giving our life for him, but he'll encourage you. He's encouraging you, cheering him on, giving him a standing ovation. And the Holy Spirit came, double portion for him at that time. We'll give him the grace that Sister Felicia is talking about. Yes, we need that grace. You know, grace, you know, and that's our weakness invites God's grace. Let's remember that. You know, when we are weak, when we need that strength, just confess that weakness. Lord, I need your grace. I need your help. And Jesus will respond, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. That's right. And the Lord as he gave Stephen a double portion of the Holy Spirit in that moment. He gave him a vision of Jesus standing up to receive him. It was his strength for the moment. May the Lord help us, like Sister Felicia prayed. May the Lord give us grace that we will stand and still be standing no matter what. It's easy for you to say, yeah, I will stand. You know, one time I said, well, I hope you don't have to find out whether you will stand or you won't stand. I pray that the Lord will give us the grace to stand. Having done all, stand in Jesus' name. Thank you, Sister Felicia. Powerful share. Bringing together the reality of truth and life, you know. Sometimes it will go the other way. I mean, some of us have had losses. Our loved ones are at the brink of death. We prayed, like this scenario that Sister Felicia was just talking about. But, and we believe God, but yet it went the other way. Well, it is what it is, and God is still able to use that somehow. You know, and it is actually really very hard sometimes, especially for believers. If the believer sees a glimpse of that glory, there's nothing you can pray all the prayer in the world. They're not coming back because they experienced something that, you know, what is there for them here is about pain and suffering, especially if they were suffering for months in that illness. You know, and if they have a chance to have a glimpse of that glory, they would rather just leap into it. Once they leap into it, you're not bringing them back. Most of the people that come back from there is because they need a second chance. You know, when a real believer goes like that, they're gone. But now they're in his bosom. For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And again, that, my goodness, you can't get them back from there. They're gone. And it's the rest of us that are on the earth that remain that will still be mourning their loss. They will not be mourning. They're rejoicing. You know, joy will fill their hearts at that moment. Praise the Lord. So we need the grace. Grace for every moment. And especially in our weakest moments. We need the grace of God, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Sister Kafo, for that powerful share. All right. Anyone else?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. I thank God for this message, even though I didn't come on time today. I thank God for all these messages. So believe what it means to me. Is that I know God can do all things. And the word of God says that if we have faith, even if it is as small as a mustard seed, we can say to this mountain, be thou removed to anywhere, to the sea or to the midst of the sea. So for me, belief means that to me, that if I have that faith, even if as it is small as that mustard seed, everything will be done to me. So I remember the time my husband had an accident and was in the hospital for like maybe months. He wasn't able to talk. And it came to a time that I started talking. And I started thanking God, said, yes, this is over, that is going to come out of this situation. So I had that little faith that, yes, since God was able to keep him for all this months, and now it's making him to speak, he's going to be alive. So I kept holding on to God. With that, my little faith, I don't have that big faith like that, but at least I have that little faith. It's small like that. I said, well, this is the word of God. He says, if we have faith as small as mustard seed, we can do anything. So I was holding on to God with that. And it came to the time that somebody that started talking before, now he wasn't talking again like that. So I was still holding to my, that my little faith. Even though I'm also in the medical field, I saw what was in him, and I knew if not for God, this cannot work. It's not going to work. But I still held onto God that since you said this, you said this, this, and I believe that you can do that for me, you are going to do it. Even though people were discouraging me, let this man go, let this man go. I said, no, I'm not going to let him go. God is going to do it. I kept believing in God. To the extent of starting selecting songs that I'm going to sing on his Thanksgiving Day. Anytime I go to the hospital to see him, I will be singing that song until I get to the hospital. I was doing all that I could for this man to live. But since it was the will of God for him to go, when the time came, he left. So what am I saying? I'm saying that before the belief, I do believe that God can do all things. There is nothing that he cannot do. Even like all these things yesterday, I was saying that scientists are saying that there are certain sicknesses or diseases that cannot be healed. But to me, I'm different. I'm not going to take that. I'm going to hold on to what God says. That's my own belief something system. I'm going to hold on to that. But it is like the Hebrew student said that, yes, their God will help them. Even if he doesn't help them, that is, I mean, they will not bow to another God. So I said that, yes, I'm not going to say because God, I mean, it's not, I'm not seeing much improvement in this thing that I should give up. I wasn't giving up. I was trusting in God. You know, my belief is that, yes, there's nothing that is impossible with God. With God, nothing is impossible. He can do anything, everything, all things. I have somebody that has and the child has the same problem that my son has, and her sister happens to be doctor that can, I mean, in that area. And this sister was discouraging the sister that has a son that has problems. This sickness is not going to go away. It's going to be there forever. Don't even bother yourself that this thing can go. I was wondering, why is she talking like this? Is she not a Christian? She should supposed to be different from the world. Why is she believing, even though she has read in the book that this is what this kind of thing, I mean, can be. But she was discouraging her sister, telling her sister, don't even bother. It's going to be forever. So to me, my own belief is not like that. Even though people might say, or science might say, that it is going to be forever, that kind of thing, I do not believe that way. I am different. I believe my own differently. Even if it looks like it's not going to happen, I still believe my own differently. Because I'm holding God to his word that says, if you can have that little faith, you can, God can do something. So that's where, even though sometimes it may look very hard, when you see a situation like that, it may look very, very hard for you to believe. But I refused to be discouraged. I refused to let my faith go. I was still holding to God, say, because your word is yea and amen. If you say, before we even speak, then I'm going to hold to that your word. So my own belief system is that I believe that God can do all things, that there is nothing that God cannot do. But I know sometimes it's very hard. Praise the Lord. That's my little share. Thank you. And I yield my mic.
Amen, amen, Sister Alice. That is so powerful. That's not little share at all. That's very, very powerful because it reminds me of, you know, my own posture as well. You know, I remember many, 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 many years ago when I started developing this faith as a young man, I made up my mind that I was going to believe God no matter what, no matter the outcome. You know, when I stand before the Lord, I want to be able to say, Lord, I believed. You might overrule. That's your choice. That's your prerogative. But as for me, that's what Sister Alice is saying. As for me, I choose to believe God. You know, and that's it. That part is non-negotiable, you know, in our faith. You know, that's what those Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. They said, we know our God is not only able to do it, and he will do it. We settle that. That one is settled. It's not negotiable. However, if for whatever reason, best known to him, he chooses to not do it, this time around, well, we're still not going to change our posture. That's right. You know, so that's the way I see faith. And I love the way that Stylist put it. So powerful. She said, well, as for me, that's my choice. I choose to believe God. I don't care what anybody else says. I mean, she was surprised to find out that a believer using their mouth to say that something cannot be done because, you know, they have read it in science and so on and so forth, that it cannot be done. You know, well, that's what science says. But Stylist says she choose, said, for me, I'm different. And I love that. Just choose to be different. You know, believe God. When you stand before the Lord, you want to be able to say, Lord, I believed you to the end in that situation. Now, the end was not like I hoped. But also, remember, in this lesson, we were talking about trust, believe God, build, you know, the first letter B in that believe. Yesterday I said, build your confidence on God's sovereignty. God knows what he's doing. I may not understand it. I know he's able to do it. But if for whatever reason he doesn't do it the way I was hoping, I'm still not going to change my position on the fact that he can do it. You know, that's it. And I love that. I love that the way Sister Ali said it. She would not give in. And her husband was dying and everything. She kept on believing. She kept on saying he walked in. They carried him in here, but he's going to walk out of here with his own feet. I mean, she kept on believing till the very last minute. You know, and God, you know, loves that kind of faith. Well, yeah, the man did pass away. It was very painful for all of us because we all were believing like she was believing. And it didn't change anything, you know. In my heart, just like hers, it didn't change anything. I still believe that God can do it. He didn't do it in that one case, not because he couldn't do it, just for whatever reason, he can override. We must trust his sovereignty for that. I love your share, Sister Alice. Keep on believing. Just keep on believing. There's a song that we used to sing. Keep on believing. You know, something like that. Just keep on believing. God will never fail you. If he doesn't do it, it's not because he couldn't do it. It's because for whatever reason, best known to him, he didn't do it at that time. But it won't be because I didn't believe. See, that's the thing. You know, it's not going to be because I did not believe. I am going to believe. Now, if for whatever reason, it doesn't turn out that way, it's still not going to change anything. I'm still going to keep on believing. I love that. That's so powerful. Call it a little share, but I think it's so powerful. I think that just, that's the encapsulates everything we've been talking about. We must believe God. That's non-negotiable. And the outcomes, I mean, most of the time it will be the way we are believing, but sometimes it may not be the way we're believing, but that will not change anything. The next time around, you still believe God just the same. You're not going to say, well, you know, I prayed last time, he didn't do it, so maybe he's not going to do it. Or maybe it's not his will. No. We're going to keep on believing God. And when we stand before the Lord and the books are opened and you see that situation where you were at that time, your heart is revealed that you believed God till the end. And God say, yeah, thumbs up. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord because you believe my word till the end. Well, you know, I chose to do it a different way, but you believe me till the end. I love that. God will say to you, you know, so that's it. We must believe God to the end, no matter what, no matter the outcome. And most of the time, the outcome will be, you know, favorable. But even if it wasn't, that won't change anything. Praise God. I love that. Thank you, Sister Alice. Powerful, powerful share. All right. Well, that's what we're doing here today. We're asking people what believing means to them based on the series we just concluded. First part of the series was on you know, all things being possible to him that believe. The second part of the series being, we know that all things will work out for good to them that love God. And I think called according to his purpose. Between those two, you know, we are choosing a posture of faith. It's your responsibility. Choose your own posture of believing. What does believing mean to you? That's what we want to hear. And we've heard some powerful, powerful shares today. So you're next. Tell us what believing means to you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, Pastor Yato, Lady Ebram. This is Saint Anne. What believing means to me is being thankful and grateful and stay in that state no matter what. Because Psalm 34 tell us, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So that means no matter what, I will bless the Lord. I don't care what it is. You know, I will just stay there. I will magnify his name. Verse 30 say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I will magnify him. I will exalt him because I'm trusting in him. And I know his word is true because he said, what I said, I will do. And no matter what, because will is according to his will. You know, so I will align my will with his will because I know whatever happens, that is it, as it stated in Romans, the 8th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Trusting God no matter what, believing no matter what. So it says, because as I sought him, I know he heals me and I know he's working everything for my good because I love him. So then, because of that, no matter what, I will stay in that place of worship. I will stay in that place of being thankful. Because as Job stated in chapter 13, 15, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. I will just stay there because I know he knows what's good for me. You know, so whatever that I'm seeking him for, whatever I'm believing him for, I know it is done. And it's, again, according to his plan, according to his will, because he's my father. He knows what's best for me. Thank you, Jesus. And he knows the outcome because as it stated, you know, we start from the end and then we come to the beginning. So he knows. So because he knows, I'm standing there and I'm trusting him. Isaiah 50 verse 7, it tells us, thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7 that Pastor Yato like to share with us always and for us to remember, he said, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint and I know that I shall not be ashamed. So because I know whatever he does, it's okay with me, just like Job said. So I believe it, whatever, however it turns out, whatever he does, it's okay. So because I know that and I believe that and I'm trusting that, so then I am grateful and I am thankful and I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times, praises will be in my mouth. At all times, I'm thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 11, 24, tell us. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 11, 24, speaking to us, Jesus said, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So it's like, okay, the ball is back in your court, sitting. If you pray forward, No, that is a done deal. Believe it. So then you're just praising and thanking him because you know it's going to come. It's going to happen again, according to his will and his purposes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, I'm just grateful as the word is coming forth. Thank you, Jesus. As Pastor Yato is sharing the word of God, you know, telling us to believe God and breaking down belief by each word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I am testifying, saying for me, Saint Anne, whatever he does is good. Whatever he does is okay, because I want his will. It's not my will, but God's will. So because I trust his will after my prayer, after I said what I'm saying to God or asking or hoping or believing, then I'm going to stand in that stand. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. I trust you, Father. You know what's best for me. Whatever you do is okay. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm just going to stand there and I'm going to praise you and I'm going to thank you, because the Lord is good and his mercy endured forever. And that's all I'm going to say. The Lord is good and his mercy is endured forever, because you know what's best for me. So at the end of the day, I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to be thankful and I'm going to stand there no matter what. Thank you, Jesus, because you know what's best for me. So that's my share. God bless everyone. I yield my mic.
Amen, amen. Another powerful, powerful share by Sister Saint Anne. Praise the Lord. That is so powerful. Yeah, you know, she said no matter what, you know, citing from Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. You know, that means no matter what, good times, bad times, ugly times, you know, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Even, you know, while I'm waiting, it looks like it's not forthcoming, I'm still blessing the Lord. His praise will be in my mouth. Powerful, powerful share. You know, thank you, because, you know, you've also declared your posture of faith. I know that the Lord God will help me. That's right. You know, therefore, you know, have I set my face like a flint? Therefore, have I, you know, I know I will not be confounded. I set my face like a flint, and I know I will not be ashamed. That's some powerful posture of faith. It's actually a declaration of faith. That's what I call it. You know, and once we make up our mind, my mind is made up. You know, your mind, is your mind made up that you will believe God no matter what? Praise God. No matter the outcome, we look for the expected outcome. That's what we're believing God for. And it will be like we are believing God for. Jesus said it. Well, whatever happens one way or another, it's not going to change anything. We keep on believing God. Yes, and I love what you quoted out of Job 13 and 15. Even though he slays me, wow, yet will I bless him. Yet will I trust him. I mean, that was a man that was sold out. Sold out. I said, look, I don't care what the Lord put upon me. Even if he slays me, he said, yet will I bless him. I sold out. I absolutely sold out for the Lord. Well, are you sold out in your posture of believing? You know, we must believe. You know, this is the thing that we must do. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, even the call to repentance and salvation concludes with believing on the Lord. And it's so powerful. We got to believe his word. You know, that's what the Lord is looking. Who is there among them that will believe my word? He already gave instructions, standing instructions to the angels that excel in strength. He gave them standing instructions. You can read it for yourself in Psalm 103 verse 20. He said, well, do his commandment. What's the commandment? Commandment says, well, you know, when you hear the voice of my word out of their mouth, then you go into action. God already put it out there. You know, so we must believe, and because we believe, therefore we must also speak. And I love Mark 11:24 that she cited also, you know, and said, what things soever you desire when you pray. It doesn't say if you pray, it's when. And when also means at that time that you pray. And that's faith is now. At that time that you pray is when you believe. And then you continue to praise the Lord until you see it. And keep on believing. As Jesus said, you shall have it. Praise God. So powerful, powerful share. Thank you, Sister Santan. You know, have a blessed day at work. You know, I know you came up in a hurry and you had to also drop. So God bless you. Thanks for sharing. Praise the Lord. Well, we are sharing on what believing might mean to you. You know, believing. I'm also looking for somebody to actually give us the acronym that we gave yesterday on believing. Lady Ebon gave it so powerfully yesterday. Perhaps you can remember that too. What does believe as an acronym mean to you? Well, we're also taking what believe in general, acronym or not, means to you. But if you remember the acronym, can also give it. That'll be a great share as well. Give your testimony.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. I wasn't around yesterday, and I'm still not around. But me too, I did like the sister that just spoke now. I ran aside to give my share on believe. Because in the last few days, it's been like, God, where are you? But, you know, like she quoted that scripture in Job, even though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. Believe means that I'm of age to know that in this world, nothing is comparable to God. And this one is not about religious declaration. We are not children any longer. We've seen this life that outside the Lord God Almighty, our Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing else. So we stay put. I stay put. Come what may. Shine, rain, heat or cold. I am staying believing in God because I wrote it in the platform earlier that His integrity is His sovereignty. His sovereignty is His integrity. The Bible tells us that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. So if God says, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. If God says, I'm with you. If God says, I'm your healer, I'm your help. That is what He is. You know, we sing that song. He is all that He says He is. And is nothing less than that. So I'm going to believe in that because I know that any other alternative is destruction. They are destructive. So for me, believing God through thick or thin means trusting Him whether life is good or bad. And who says life is bad? Because I don't have the millions, because I don't have the mansion, because I don't have all these material things. A friend of ours just died. In fact, I wrote the press release yesterday. And then he wasn't somebody lacking, traveling around the world and all that. And then the sickness came. He doesn't even have Christ. I have to tell him about Christ. And I look at how everything went from rosy to destruction. And I kept wondering and I kept saying, please, today, receive Jesus. This is the most important thing. Please receive Jesus. Receive Jesus. And then all of a sudden he started saying, Jesus, Jesus. I said, he couldn't talk. That's how bad the sickness was. But when you say, Jesus, an adult, 67. Then I told him God is good, and I was believing it, and I was rejoicing the fact that I know that God is good. If this is what is written of you, and that is how you have to go, because like somebody said, Sitali said, we prayed that he would receive his healing, and instead of receiving healing, he was just going from being plump to being terribly skinny, bony. In fact, when they say somebody became a ghost of himself, it was something I saw live. But I stayed put with the Lord. And the same way it is in my life, I am staying put in the Lord. I don't care what Nigeria's economy, what life is talking about, because Christ is our all in all. He's my all in all. He's everything that I need. And we have to trust in the Lord that this God, when He created the whole world, when He made the redemption plan, and He drew me out of His love, it is because He is faithful. And that faithfulness, I must not relegate to maybe when I have money or anything. No, we cannot dare bring Him at par with the things of this world. So He's with me, By faith, I say it all the time. Jesus, you are my health, you are my life, you are my everything, you are my living, you are my breathing. Holy Spirit, do this in me. I just believe in God, and that because he is with me, he is working for me. He said he has written all that is written of me in his book. Sometimes I'll say, Lord, open that book. Let me see what is written of me so I can start working it out, because that is my own faith, that all he has planned for me according to Jeremiah 29:11. They are thoughts of peace and none of evil. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6. You spoke today about my responsibility. What is my responsibility? To trust in the Lord God with all my heart. And the Bible also tells us we are to see by faith, not by sight. If I look at what is happening around me, I will not be able to trust God with all my heart. It is a fact, and that's where we all get worried. We are looking at the situation around, but many times, the Bible says, Jesus, look up. Many times I'm looking up. Even as I'm talking to you, I'm looking up. I'm saying, God, you know, I'm speaking for you. I trust you. I'm believing in you. And many times he has come true for me. The Bible says, I should not lean on my own understanding. The Bible says, in all my ways, I should acknowledge God. Morning, noon, night, evening, every seconds of each day, we acknowledge God. Hallelujah. Then Isaiah 41:10. I love it. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. These are scriptures that me, I want to see. Yes, it's with me, it's helping me. But when it comes to that helping me, I will say, Lord, let me see literally. But I still believe. I always tell my heart to trust in the Lord my God. I always say, Joker, trust in the Lord. My spirit, soul, body, heart, and mind. Trust in the Lord. For in the Lord, Jehovah is my everlasting strength. If not, one will go weary, one will go weak. Then my last scripture, Romans 8:28, which you have used so much in this past few weeks. For I know, and that day you said we should put our name, I put my name and I recited it. I kept saying it to myself. For I know that all things work together for me, Joke. To me, Joke, because I love God and I know I am called according to his purpose, not according to my career, to my degree, to my anything. It is according to his purpose, and his purpose is being worked out. Even if his purpose is just go out every morning, preach the gospel, come back home. Yes, I pray to eat, I pray to feed, I pray to see my children. I don't even know the definition of greatness, because I was telling somebody somewhere, she was so happy her children are doing this. I said, are they preaching Christ? And it's like, it's not everybody that will preach Christ. This is life. Just last week, the Bible said, when you call them, I preach Christ. That it's not everybody. I said, everybody must preach Christ. Tell those children. So I faced one of the children. I said, my darling, anywhere you go, talk to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater achievement is to preach Jesus, to win souls and all that. I said, all these other ones, Matthew 6:33, all these things shall be added unto you. But the great work is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The child said, yes, grandma, I will. And I prayed for the child. And I'm standing upon that word that Jesus is faithful. That which we think is not enough, they are still going to come and be abundant as we keep trusting in him, believing in him, because he is the God of integrity whose words does not fail or fall to the ground. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to share, sir. God bless you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful, powerful share again. Well, thank God that we have people today that are bold to declare what believing means to them. You know, so another bold share. And yeah, thank God for your life. Thank God for the testimony. Yeah, you know, you spoke about, you know, we may not understand whatever the purpose of God is for our lives. He's revealing it. I'm trusting in his sovereignty. You know, the Lord will not miss that purpose in Jesus' name. We won't miss it. And nothing will make us to be able to miss it also. Whatever evil is out there to try to make us to miss that purpose, God will turn it around and it will work for our good. Praise God. So I thank you for your share. It is powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Yes, we all do experience that sometimes. And, sorry for the recent loss, but we experience some of that sometimes. You know, we are trusting God for someone and we are living, but they die anyway. We thank God that this man, he called upon the name of the Lord with his dying breaths. You know, the Bible says, shall come to pass. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The thief on the cross, he had been actually crucified. He was bleeding out. Probably had only a few moments left to die. And he called upon the Lord. And the Lord had mercy upon him. Well, we don't want to wait all our lives before, you know, until we wait till the end before we call upon the Lord. But in some cases, that's what it is. You know, some people waste their whole life, but through the mercy and grace of our Lord, somehow, you know, they find the understanding at the last moment to call on the Lord, and he will still have mercy on them. Jesus said, I will in no wise cast him out, under no condition. That's what in no wise means. He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise. It doesn't matter what the condition is. If you come unto the Lord, he will not cast you out. That's it. That's a covenant that Jesus put out there, and he will keep it till the end. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Stajoke. Powerful. A powerful share. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the top of the hour, and we've been talking about, you know, believing. What does that mean to each of us? I'm going to do a quick room reset here. This is Walking with God. Most of the people that I see in the room right now are members of this house, so nothing new to you there. But I see, you know, one or two that may not be. But we're here every morning. That's right, every day. For some, it's morning. Since I'm based here in Arizona, I say morning all the time, but it's not everybody that's in the morning time. Some people are actually, you know, right now it's already 3 p.m. where the Sister Joker is and some of the other folks that are on this call. It's already 3 p.m. for them. But for me, it's only 7 a.m. So wherever you are, if you can find us at the time, we're here. 7 a.m. is the time that we meet currently at, if you are in a central time zone in the U.S., it's 7 a.m. It's 5 a.m. in Arizona, 7 a.m. in central time, 8 a.m. in eastern time. And for those in U.K., Nigeria, like I said, it's already 3 p.m., but we meet at 1 p.m. your time. So if you are available, join us at those times. I want to take a moment to tell everybody or remind us about our September to Remember event. You know, things are gearing up now. And, you know, I'm preparing myself, and I will also be helping to prepare the people in the month of August. Lord has given me, you know, a series of preparatory messages that I will bring. So you'll be here to experience that. We can experience something even before the experience. Praise the Lord. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think we're going to have such a great time. So we invite you to check it out. What is the September to Remember event? Well, it's our in-person gathering that will be happening in the first week of September, September 3 through 6. Those who are coming from, some people are coming from out of town, even out of the country, they will be arriving on September 2nd. We'll be there to greet you and to meet you. The event itself starts all day, September 3, 4, 5, and morning service on the 6th. And, you know, those days we are expecting heaven on earth. We believe God for that. When God calls a gathering, you know, what happens? I'll be talking about that in the days ahead. Praise the Lord. So we invite you to prepare your heart to also come and be with us there. Invite your friends as well. Praise the Lord. There are no registration fees to your friends. Those who have registered, you know, they are members of the house. The people that you are inviting in, they come for free. Praise the Lord. And bring in the people that need some help, whatever that might be. Whether it's a miracle of healing, physical or mental. You know, let's bring them in and see what the Lord is going to do. Praise the Lord.